Right, guys, we are the Apti Podcast and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors, Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Headford Street. Go and check them out. For good music and good merch as well, as you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tapping with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa bottle la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halal waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Hadda leedahay dukaan ama hadda leedahay marfash ama hadda leedahay makhaayad. Nasoo waa وحلاله ودت كنا أن عاون كرنو كنا
Whistle Cola brand approved. Let's go. There you go.
What'd you figure out?
That's amazing.
All right.
And if you get it wrong,
no, but look, I was saying this. You might he's gonna disagree.
Yeah.
But I said he's got a cheat code.
It doesn't.
Bro.
Has not.
What's his cheat code?
His cheat code is he was dipped out there, bro.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
So he might be.
Let's talk about it on the episode. Don't.
We'll talk about it now. We're talking about it now. We're rolling, bro.
Whether you like it or not, we're rolling,
Killy. The
pod's podding. So, yeah, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Apti Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're back again. The boys, before we start off, shout out our sponsors. All mm-hmm. right. Whistle Cola and the Unit Restaurant at 88 Headford Street in Sheffield. They've also got exciting news, guys. All of the Unit Restaurant connoisseurs, they're also available in Manchester now as well on Deliveroo. So if you're in Manchester, check out Unit Restaurant. Trust me, food is gara. All right? The live show? Yeah,
this might be the last
episode. Yeah, the last episode for the live show. Get your tickets. It's guaranteed to sell out. B there or B Square, innit? That's what I'm going to say. Link in the description below.
I'm not
going to
lie. I've got some good news coming up for that as well.
Yeah, it's going to be proper. So B there or B Square.
Good finance.
Yeah.
Right, 1 second, yeah. What's a finan?
Finan's a singer, bro.
All right, cool. One note.
I'm not going to lie. As much as
you're trying to catch
it's on you now, mate. It's on you.
Okay, how do you say rabbit? Either one of you. They are, bro, look.
That's a they. Look.
They don't know. How do you say rabbit?
It's not Yanyur.
Nah.
No.
Yeah, Yanyur is a cat. Hold up.
Nah. You have to know it as well, though.
Of course, I know it. Of course.
Say it then. So.
No, I'm putting the timer on. Wallahi, I know it.
I give up.
Oh, you lost.
We're done. Yeah,
Bekela.
10 seconds.
Bekela.
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 I've never heard that.
There you go. Bekela, bro.
I've never heard that. Okay, let's check it.
No, what? That's what you're saying for now.
Yeah.
We accept it as we're going to double check it.
Okay,
if it comes wrong,
you lose. You minus a point.
So far, I'm 1-0. So this is on.
Mo.
Yeah. So like you say a word.
Whenever you're ready, but we could do it in combos.
In combos.
All right, cool. So, anyways, what was we saying? That went left.
No. It did. We were talking about that Victoria Woods woman. What's your Victoria Cook? Victoria Woods?
Everest.
Victoria Everest.
What did she do? What happened?
Bro, she's a dark woman, bro. She's dark. Yeah. So basically, there was a video of her that emerged where she was saying basically she set up some guy for the matting. Basically, there was a guy, he did a thing with her, he didn't call her back or whatever, so then she rang the feds on him and said, yo, man he did the matting on me.
The matting.
Grape the G silent. Yeah, she did all of that, bro.
No.
On God, bro.
And so, what happened? Did he get done?
I don't
know when the video was taken, yeah? But basically, there's a video circulating online now where one of her guy brethren was secretly recording her and basically turned around and she was like, nah, he should feel what I feel, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I see that.
That's the one we're talking
about. That's the exact one.
So I don't get it. So the guy that she basically said that, yo, my brother, someone done XYZ to me. She's taking him to court.
No, that video is to say, for instance, let's just say you're the guy that did the matting. And I'm her brethren. I'm recording her saying that she's lied on your name. So she's on the video lying, saying, nah, man. He ain't done nothing. Why are you doing that to him? She's like, nah, he needs to feel what he's feeling. So basically, she's just saying he ain't done nothing, but I'm going to lie on his name.
Yeah, I'm going to lie on him because the guy basically...
He lies to me.
No,
but don't he go to jail
No,
for
no,
that
no. The guy didn't lie. Basically, the guy... the guy basically didn't claim her. So they did a thing and the guy said, yo, we didn't do nothing. Do you get it? And then boom, that's how it happened. But the main question is, people weren't quick to cancel her. You see what I'm saying? They were quick to cancel Ginger J and them man and that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But when it was time for women to assemble and cancel this crosses woman,
so I'm really confused. Yeah. Okay. Has this happened previously and it's now come to light? Or is this an ongoing situation that's going on?
I think it's previous and come to light.
I think previous has come to light.
Wow.
So there you go. So that's what's happening.
But I can't imagine that.
So let me ask you now, what would you like say if it was like now, as the guy now, what should he do to that? What can he do to that?
He can't do nothing. He has to go to the feds, bro.
Bro, he can't do nothing. No, that video would exonerate him anyway.
Yeah.
But he can't do nothing, bro. He can't do nothing. What are you going to do now, her? That's not going to do nothing for you. As a man, you shouldn't be hurting anyway. So for me, like, now the police should, I think, obviously Mo for president, but I think,
second that, go on.
Take her to jail. And take her to the jail for the time he served and the time he would have done.
Sentence for
the time that he would have done, what he would have got.
But did he go to jail?
I don't know.
We don't know that. That's why I don't think this video is that old.
I don't think anything happened to her, that happened to him.
Oh no! But
apart from his reputation, maybe like
no, he would have got arrested. But also, they were saying something about like there was evidence there because they already did done something.
Yeah. So when they sent the kit out, there was it's gonna show up.
Yeah, I don't know how true this is yet, but like, supposedly, like she called the feds from her house while my man was in there, and then said that this was happening. So
on my life, you have to be a different level of evil for that. Level of evil, bro. That's like, I don't even know how your mind works at that stage. I'll be honest with you, but you're right. I think the right punishment would be to give her the maximum of whatever homeboy would have got, bro.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And put her on the register. There has to be some register for these lying women, bro.
100%.
There has 100%. To be something, you know what I'm saying? Because
I agree with that.
I'll be honest with you, being in the walk under them charges is the worst type of things to have on you, bro. It's the worst 100% type of jacket to wear, bro. It's the worst. Like up there with the fuckery, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Either way, I feel like cancel culture needs to do what it does. I don't know, man. I'm not really for it, like cancel culture, but they need to do what they need to do. They need to get this bitch out of here, bro. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's mother. She's come out saying it. At first, she came out saying it was AI.
So like, you might as well try a thing.
Yeah, she tried a thing and said it was AI. I said, what? And then after that, some big boy page got it. And then she's like, can you take it a style? This was years ago. And I didn't give you my consent. They're like, okay. Then they said, shut the hell up. Like, this is crazy what you're doing. But for me, I'll be real with you. You know what?
Does she need to lose her platform, her earning capability, everything like that? Does there need to be a full takedown on her?
No, you know what? I don't think you should cut people's livelihoods, but for me, I think you should do jail. For what he would have done, you should do.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That's one thing I don't think
you should cut people's livelihoods.
If you lie about that, you go to jail.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's preventing the course of justice.
I don't even know
if that's preventing.
It's not.
That is.
No, no, it's not. You're lying.
That's what lying is. Nah, I got done for that, bro. Lying, I got done for you don't know, a parking fine.
Yeah.
I lied about it.
Okay. The story is perverted.
Okay, tell me.
People say he went to jail for a PCN, but really he didn't, innit?
I went for the speeding fine.
You went to jail for a speeding fine.
I swear to you.
This guy kills me.
What do you mean, bro? Yeah,
you went to jail for a speeding fine.
For a speeding fine.
Yeah. But really, it's because
you lied. No. What did you lie about? What did you have?
No, so what happened was, I got a speeding fine.
Mm.
It came to me. Yeah. I wrote it on a Polish guy.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was meant to go to Poland.
Okay.
I don't know what's happened.
Yeah.
It came back.
Okay.
Okay, so, Yugoslavia.
Okay.
What, Yugoslavia?
But you just kept sending it out, okay?
I just kept sending it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kept coming back.
No, then it's gone for a year.
Okay.
These times, I'm not going to lie to you, 18 years and I've had a license.
At all?
At all.
And okay. You're whipping.
I had a rental company. I had everything you need in the world. Yeah. But I was driving. But I used to hop out on feds.
Okay.
I was the person.
Okay.
Like the license I was using.
Yeah.
I was the person.
Okay, you believed it.
I believed it.
Okay.
But did they look remotely like you, or was some of them like? No,
absolutely, they look like me. But the person who it was.
This is crazy.
Wallahi, one day Allah could see me. You know what's happened to me? Yeah?
Yeah.
One day Allah could see me, bro. The person that I am meant to be, is next to me.
Okay.
And we just got pulled over by. Do you remember back in the days, the big silver TSG? They were silver boxes. They were like boxes, but police.
No.
It was like box van.
Mo is a law-abiding citizen. He doesn't.
I don't know nothing.
This is
silver thing, bro. Yeah. If they come near you, you're ducking. Okay. Because up to they're gonna do a mad thing when you strip you down. All of this.
See, for me, I, bro, they could walk out my house. I'm like. Just walk in because I don't remember my life's
of
different.
Course,
his life is different.
Oh, my life's different.
We understand
bro.
That more.
So, what I'm saying is, I ain't even looking for them, man.
Trouble kid.
I was, I'm not gonna lie to you. I used to drive, I'm gonna say this. I used to drive, to college with no license. And I used to go drop the car back in the same spot one day when that clocked that the car weren't there. Yeah. And he must have been scratching his head.
Like, what happened?
He moved the car.
That's what happened to me. I done that at school.
Yeah, I done that at school. The madness, bro.
Old school goal. Yeah.
I had a pass out purple thing. Maroon
settings. And I'm small. I'm doing this.
I'm zipping this car, like the big boy car, and I'm a small you.
Bro, I'm telling you. Yeah, but anyways, that time
they got you.
They never got me.
Go on.
I'm him, he's me. He now has to know everything about me.
Yeah.
But we busted. Wallahi, Allah can see him. I'll bring him on the show.
Yeah.
Told you 100%, bro.
So you fully bust case, even though you was pretending to be homeboy.
My brother, I bust case so many times.
No, but because he's practiced so much. Bro, the only one I'd be so worrying about would be the passenger.
Yeah. Bro,
because so he hasn't ever had to do this before.
Nah, bro. I learned.
Do you know what I'm saying?
As a passenger, obviously you man, you've been called for driving offences yet? I've never. So you know, as the
went to jail for other things, so that's even worse.
No, I went.
I'm just saying.
Wait, what's going on? What's going on?
I'll be honest with you.
You check. Come on.
I didn't, bro. I just
did. I haven't been caught for driving offences.
But I haven't though.
But bro, I'm bigger things than that.
I'm just asking the question.
Saying, bro, we just got caught for a driving offence.
Okay, listen. Okay, Hamza, let's bring it up. Listen, I'm not saying it was a derogatory term, bro. Relax.
What is going on with you?
This guy, for whatever reason, he's been onto me for the past couple of days, but it's all right. We're gonna sort it out.
I'm just
saying, as the passy, do you have to give information now? That's all I was going to ask.
If they stop the car, they'll ask.
Yeah, but then if I'm at the passenger and I say, I'm not giving shit.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. But then it just causes more commotion.
You don't have to. But if now something's wrong with me, whether it be insurance, whether it be I have drugs in the car, or I have anything, now they have powers. But if there's no issues and no problem, I'm legit. I'm in the car. You can keep quiet in the car and say, brother, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, you could do that. But if I've got problems.
But if there's now, yo, my brother, we're searching this car because we can smell XYZ.
Yeah.
You're part of it.
Yeah.
Now I have to give my name.
Of course, because you're getting searched.
Unless
you might be wanted.
But unless you say, obviously, it's mine, innit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, really. Even if you say it's yours, you're part of it. It's like conspiracy.
Yeah,
it's like what happened to my man. What's his name? You see Billy? Billy Millions, bro. He's getting done. 38 years left. Finished. Down the drain. May Allah bless him and help him. But wow, bro. And he never did it.
Oh, is that the one that posted up with the slug? And then they said, and then in his house?
I don't know. I think some rappers.
Rapper. So basically, they went to his house and so I think someone on the page posted him. Yeah. So he showed the body cams or the feds that searched his house, and then there was like some little piece of something in his house. Yeah. And they have him on camera saying that's not a slug. Like that's not a sweet.
And by the way, you know he's sharp as Somali guy. You know.
Did he?
He's a Somali guy. You know what they did? What it was basically, my brother. There was some youths in a car just partying, doing what they're doing, Bash Island, just it's their birthday, they're in the car. These youths have rolled up, looked at them in the car, said, yo, where are you man from? The guys are like, what do you mean, where are we from? Like, you know how
you're asking questions.
Like, yeah, the man about, and then one of them in the back's like, who's that in the back smirking? One of them must have been smirking. And the youth's like, what? But they didn't even get a chance, they just.
The uptick arrived.
No.
Pow, 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 six shots.
And what? And they killed them all of you?
He never killed. None of them died. I might be incorrect, but I saw it on one of them. What are we doing here, Ake?
What are we doing here?
What do you not think about that?
I think it's hilarious.
Cool, but what are you, Team Bouncer or Team Clue?
I'm just saying Bouncer is super internet ready, bro. Like, Bouncer is internet ready.
Mm-hmm.
He's internet ready,
Of course, there's a difference between, like, my brother. If you say something now, I can go do research, and then I can go make a video. So you can't really put that.
You're talking about somebody
like, Clue does the same thing.
Clue does the same thing, but he's not internet ready like my man, bro. My man bought his whole trademark, bro, and put it on T-shirts and started the merch. Bought the domain. Yeah, but then that's what I'm saying. He's not internet ready, bro. He should have had that shit locked down. So now he's saying, bro,
that would be like, you know what it is. The way I look at it, it's like a beef, like me and Birdie. Like I'll just kill Birdie like that. I'm just like, bro, you know your name. You know your name, Birdie. I own it now. What now?
No, but you can smell Birdie like 20 million ways.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
I'm not gonna lie. How would you team.
You know, Hamza, can we have some therapy? What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What have I done? Because a couple of days ago, no, I'm Arthur all of a sudden.
Arthur, yeah. What happens to Arthur?
Can you play the rhythm, then, at least? Just play the rhythm. Mm-hmm. Every day when we're walking down the street, hey, everybody that you meet has an original point of view.
You can't sing, though.
Yeah, go on. So, yeah, so,
you ain't got a voice.
What is it, Hamza? Go on.
I don't have a problem with you.
Go on, okay.
I just have an issue that he's 36 years old.
35, turning 30.
He doesn't contribute nothing to this channel apart from coming in. But yeah, he's there on TikTok live, yeah, every day. But then when you ask him to do anything, wallahi, my hand, wallahi, this is your therapy.
I got stabbed.
You know, on TikTok, I got a honey pack.
Yeah.
You're a honey pack.
No, I'm trying to. I'm trying to make bread.
Should
I'm selling.
Talk about this?
Bro, I'm selling.
Should we talk about
this? Let's talk about it. I'm selling honey packs and grip socks. I'm doing a service, bro. Like, at least this is what I can do.
When you say grip socks, like football?
No, like grip socks. You know, the socks with the grips at the bottom.
Yeah, for football.
Yeah, for the football thing. Yeah, but you can use it for other things.
Like what?
Going for a run. Is it? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, all sorts. You want to, you know, extra grip in your room.
Extra grip in your room. So what's the handy fact?
No, and again, look, I'll be honest with you. Look, Hamza rang me a couple of weeks ago, yeah? And I genuinely know my limitations.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on a recovery. He thinks it's for Gazy.
I'm focusing on recovery.
Mama, let me ask you a question right now. If you're dealing with a team and you've got a team, and let's say now, okay, cool, someone said, you know what, let me ask for sick pay.
Yeah.
You're saying cool, go for the sick pay thing.
Yeah.
But now you go home every night, you've come out from a hard working shift, and you go online, and he's just there laughing, kiki.
Bro, can I not enjoy life? Yeah?
How is that enjoying life when you know you can at least do something?
Bro, I do my best. I try my best.
Do you know what his best is, Mo?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what his best is?
Go on.
Do you know what his best is, yeah?
I'll be your therapist.
At the end of the day, you tell me if I'm wrong or
right. Go on.
He's gone on Instagram and gone to make the page verified.
Yeah.
Gone to pay extra out of his own will to go get the page verified.
Okay.
Why?
Because the reason I say this is because, let's say we're reaching out to somebody. It helps to get
care about being verified. Mm-hmm. We are Upti Podcast. No one can take us away from that. Okay. I don't need to pay a man £17 to tell me, yeah, it's definitely them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have a problem with being verified?
Absolutely.
Okay, we can
utilize that money for something else.
Mm.
Okay, fine. So
we're not at a stage with 5K followers because these guys are unfortunately Somalian guys that are dark. They're on the dark side of TikTok. They don't want to really support their brothers. They don't want to subscribe. They don't want to follow. They don't want to do none of these.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to have ajnabis to follow us and help us out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're building a network over there. You know what I'm
network.
Trying to say?
Building a network.
While we're doing that,
yeah,
we got the Somali, you know, I don't know, Somali Fanan here.
I'm not a Fanan, bro.
So what are you then?
Bro, I'm just a
robot. So why are you on TikTok Live?
Because I'm bored, bro. Can I not be on TikTok? He can be late. What he does in his personal time is what he does in his personal time.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, as I said to you, hard working day,
facts.
Come back.
Yeah.
He's on there with honey packs.
Okay. So you said it like, because it's funny.
Like,
but,
bro, it's just
hear me out. No. Yeah. Listen, if a man has a side hustle, I don't have a problem with that. And then also, if he wants to make the page verified and he's not coming out of the podcast budget,
but bread, I put it somewhere else.
Okay, cool.
And I told him that, and he said, "You know what? You're right about that. You know."
Okay, so that's fine.
You know what he said to me? Yeah. I just didn't know where else I could help.
I'm trying to help. That's fine, bro.
Let me say something. Everyone's mind's different.
Then you communicate. You say, "Listen, my bro, I want to help.
Yeah,
I don't know what I could do.
Yeah,
what's there that I can do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair."
That's fair.
Is that not communication?
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
That's a fair point.
That is a fair point.
That's a fair point. But I'm just saying, look, end of the day, look.
Clock it, bro.
Because you know what it is? The problem is, when he talks to me one-on-one, he belittles me.
Wallahi, I don't.
Let me finish the conversation.
After he finishes, can I have cut blunt?
Yeah, of course.
Hands up, my boy. Rock. Go.
There was a point in this summer while he had this one hand. There was a point that this was all going to come to shit. All going to come down to absolute shit.
Yeah.
Where I was about to say, yo, my brother, go do your own thing. If I catch you on the road, catch you on the road.
It will never get to that, inshallah.
But I'm telling you, it was getting to
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
okay.
in the United States, 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
I've got this guy, another guy with us. We're having a meeting. I'm saying one, two things to him. This guy's bugging out, and he's I don't know what's going on in his life, but he's
yeah
hit me.
Okay.
Hit me. I'm at a stage, I'm looking at how I'm going to write my P45 letter. I'm really scripting my P45 letter. I'm saying to myself, okay, cool. Like, really, like, you know Joe Biden, the speech?
Yeah.
Looking for how the speech is going to go.
Yeah.
Just in the nick of time, I'm already, like, speaking to, like, I learned it from him.
Yeah.
He has a society, a council.
Yeah.
Other council.
He speaks to his council.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he comes and makes a decision. So I said, before I go into, because me, I'm very, like, cutthroat.
Mm.
I know what I want.
Yeah,
I feel the type of way I felt it, it's done and lost in.
Oh, yeah. So, no, so you, that's not cutthroat. That's, you're very reactive. Like, you'll do something.
Yeah, no, but I know.
A bit irrational.
That's it.
I know what's like, what's my borderline?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Does that make sense?
But I know that those kind of decisions, there's no coming back.
There's no coming back. So, I've already, that's why I don't go to make that decision.
Yeah, good. 100%.
Before I make that decision, I make sure, because once I made that decision,
there's no coming back. Yeah, I'm glad you guys didn't go.
Does that make sense? So, just about Eli, because Allah works in different ways. Just about for the nick of time, he's called me. He's had this little explanation. And I explained to him, I said, yo, my brother, XYZ, it's not a problem. Look, take your time off. You don't have to do know my thing.
Yeah.
I got this under control.
Yeah.
Come back to me when you're right.
I'm not denying
that with him. Like, I'm not saying that. Alhamdulillah.
Above all else.
Like, I'm able to say this out. Like, I'll say this to your face.
Yeah, hold on. That's what I'm saying.
There's no issue. But what I'm saying to you is, okay, cool. If you're sick, act like a sick man.
Okay.
So, okay.
If you're not sick.
Okay, how does a sick man act though?
A sick man stays at home.
Yeah.
Takes this time and moments.
Okay.
To really be with your family.
Yeah.
You have a kid.
Yes.
Go and see with him.
Yes.
To get this social media time. Yes. To get anything that you need to do. But 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Demon time.
Yeah.
That's kind of dark hours. Yeah. It's dark hours. Yeah.
It's not the one.
It's dark hours. I hear it. I hear what you're saying. But look, 11 p.m., that's my time.
Yeah.
I'm a night owl anyway. I don't really operate in the daytime.
And you know what he's been doing?
Gone.
Do you remember the podcast we did the other day?
Last week.
He went home. He put a, what do you call the hat? What was the hat on?
What, a bonnet?
He put a bonnet on, a Stanley Cup. Yeah?
I'm an Agni aunt, bro.
And cheetah glasses.
You're lying. You're the coldest.
I'm real life Agni aunt. Okay,
coldest,
okay.
Coldest.
How is he the
coldest?
Okay, okay,
that's so funny. So you put a bonnet on.
I put a bonnet on.
Got a Stanley Cup.
Bro, I'm trying to grow dreads in it, so I've been. I put a bonnet on.
Okay.
And I was just sat there in my sofa. And I thought, let me do a quick little live session, innit?
Okay, cool.
And I was on the live just giving advice out, innit?
Yeah.
As
did it land?
Yeah, man, it was alright. And then he's come on saying, bro, why you got a Stanley Cup, man? I go, like, why you got a Stanley Cup? It was a Fugazi Stanley Cup anyway.
No, you know why?
It was good one.
No way, Mo.
Yeah.
What's the reason for a Stanley Cup?
For what?
Okay, you got me.
Oh, I don't know. I think we got some money on TikTok.
Yeah. Someone gave me a gift. Yeah.
Yeah, $7 the deal.
Giving £2. Thank you very much. But listen,
yeah.
Stanley Cup, what's the reason for it?
For what? Can I not stay
hydrated? Can you not stay hydrated?
Okay. No, sorry. Bro,
okay.
Let the guy land.
Go on.
Let me land.
You've got to land sooner because he's got to have his say as well.
You went from Sheffield to London to London to Sheffield.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a good journey to have a water bottle?
No, not really, bro.
I'm just saying.
What do you mean?
So he's telling me I should have bought my Stanley Cup.
He never bought his Stanley Cup on that journey. And because you know why I know? Because
while
I was in the podcast, he asked me for water.
Yeah.
So I had to go give him water.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But now he's on TikTok with a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
But yet all this time when he was travelling,
yeah,
he didn't have a Stanley Cup. So what's the Stanley Cup for? Is it a show?
There was water in there, Aki.
I can't even stay hydrated.
Stanley Cup is, look, before it became a thing, Stanley Cup, me and my family, we had a Stanley Cup.
Okay, here's the trauma.
We're getting to the root cause of the problem. Yeah. There's an issue.
Before the Stanley Cup,
we used to have the Stanley Cup and they were big ones.
Yeah.
We used to have it for sure.
Okay.
So when my dad, we used to go to Leicester, like, or Birmingham, we had family. Yeah. My dad would have a big share cup like that.
Yeah.
And we might park up somewhere and have our little cups. Mm. We have a share here.
Yeah. And then you keep it stepping.
And we keep stepping.
Okay.
Yeah, this is before.
Yeah.
And these Stanley Cups were expensive.
Yeah.
Big boy.
This is outrageous.
Now we have this guy.
This is outrageous. This is outrageous.
No, I'm just saying. I'm
biding my time, but go on.
Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah, go on.
You got this guy.
Yeah.
He's going on a long journey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And I should have bought the Stanley Cup with me.
And filled it up with water.
Mm.
And taken that journey with
you.
You got here.
Okay.
Refilled it with water.
Yeah.
And continued the journey. Okay. If he had that bottle, yeah, and not asked me for a water bottle while we was here.
Yeah.
So, okay. On camera, I will never. Outrageous. No, no. On camera, I will never ask him for water again. Funny enough, we called him today. He didn't pick up. He didn't pick up today. I asked him for water. And he said no.
He's a
madman.
You're a madman. I got called. I got called madman. A madman.
Yeah. No.
No. He asked me for water. He
said no.
He said, you go when I hold me on TikTok, he's showing up like, yeah, I got a Stanley Cup.
It was for Gagey, bro. I even said it was bug.
How you got a Stanley Cup?
Okay.
And you don't use it?
All right, we'll go to you now, yeah?
Okay.
So,
firstly, I agree with everything he says, by the way.
Okay.
This is not me even trying to be defensive.
Right, cool.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
Is there more I could be doing? 100%.
Okay.
100%.
Fair.
No, I agree. No, there's accountability in it. Like, obviously, don't get me wrong. Yeah, like, when it comes to this whole pod, this organization, doing my part, I can be doing more. I agree. But I'm genuinely going through a recovery, which he thinks is fake. I'm trying to explain to him today about nerve damage. Nerve takes time to grow. It grows.
Look at him with his hand.
Bro, I'm working.
Look what he's doing with his hand. This guy could be in the cinema. He's going like this. Bro, this guy is going on dates. Like, let's be real.
So basically what he's saying.
I just want the audience to see I didn't interrupt you once. Listen, genuinely, so I'm going for a recovery, bro. And I'm not gonna lie to you, it's a hard recovery, bro. Man's genuinely going through it. And I called him, I remember me and him like bumped heads, paused. And he was right, bro. The thing was actually gonna, the house was gonna crumble, bro. But I rang him just in the nick of time to be like, bro, my bad. And fair play to him. He said, bro, listen, take your time, recover.
Yeah.
All right, boom. What I do in my spare time when it's like going on live and shit like that, bro, it's just my spare time. I got nothing to do, bro. I've just moved into my yard now.
Yeah.
I'm by myself, so I'm just on live, just rocking in it.
Mm.
So he's seeing that as there's something you could be doing. Bro, I'm just doing the bare minimum, bro. I'm just on live. And even when I'm on live, it's, if you read all my live like quotes, links to the live show, new episode out or whatever. Do you get me? Like, I'm always trying to plug. Whether it's even in the comments, new episode out, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing what I can, innit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing what I can with what I can be given.
And on the TikTok live.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So all I'm saying, look, like on camera, I apologize.
Mm.
I'm sorry, Hamza.
I appreciate like, it.
I'm so sorry, I apologize. And to the audience, I apologize as well because I can't be doing more, bro. So I'm sat here taking accountability.
Yeah, no, no.
There's more I can be doing. And you're right, I'm not going to lie. Hamza has been doing a lot, even on his holidays and that. Like, I know, bro, this I don't want to talk about
it. I ain't going on holiday, like, be real. This year, I don't feel like from May.
No, but I agree, though. Like, I know, like, even like certain things, like,
people think that I go on holiday. It's not holiday, I'm working, man.
Yeah.
For real.
100%. And I agree. But look, going back to the Stanley Cup, bro. It was. It slipped my mind. I forgot to bring it.
No, the Stanley Cup's outrageous. We're throwing that out of the court.
We're throwing that out.
That one is crazy. We have to throw it out of the court.
Like generally,
how many times?
And now he's depriving me to be like, he's saying you can't be hydrated, bro.
That's crazy.
This is crazy talk, bro.
Let me ask a question.
Go on, okay.
You already knew that you forgot, right? Why didn't you bring it this week?
No, because again, it's
not my Stanley Cup's not his, bro. I'm telling you, it's his sister's.
I'm
telling you, it's his sister's.
No, wallahi, it
because
is.
Because if I had a Stanley Cup,
wallahi, it genuinely
dash,
is.
How much does it cost?
No, it's hers. It's my sister's. I agree with you.
How much are they now? Anyway?
I don't know. It's a Fugazi one.
Is it?
It's Fugazi. No, this one. It wasn't even real Stanley, bro. This was a Ricky Lake, bro.
It's
a Ricky Lake, wallahi. Wallahi, it's Fugazi. I turned it around for you. It didn't even say Stanley, bro. I don't know what it said on that joint.
So, let me ask. Yeah, so, okay, respectfully, what he does in his spare time is his spare time. But if there is stuff that you want to do more, you just need to say, hey, I've got time. I want to do this.
Yeah, I don't feel shy about it.
Yeah.
But the problem is, can I say
something? Bro, I'm dead serious. I'm a super open, transparent book. Say what you need to say. I'd rather you air this out, bro.
Mo, this is the problem I have.
Talk to me.
We're in 2025.
We are.
How old is buddy?
He's talking about if he says a laptop, I'm actually gonna leave, bro. Yeah, if he says a laptop,
thank you.
Like he's been badgering me about getting a laptop for the longest time. I'll do everything on my phone.
Okay, well, okay, let me ask you a question.
What the fuck am I gonna do with a laptop?
What do you think he needs a laptop for?
My brother.
Let me know, just a general question.
Emails.
Okay.
Utilizing the business on G Suites.
Yeah.
Like we can organize a structure so much more. We can use processes in place. If things happen, it's already pre-done.
Yeah.
Does that make
sense?
He's got a point.
Change.
He's got a point.
Like me now, presentation, how, like, no, bro, we're getting to a stage now contracts need to be made. Things need to be made. We have brand partnership. Yeah, we got partnership. You want to be able to say, all right, cool, look, there's a brand that's interested in us. Look, there's our portfolio. There's our data. Go get it.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to have team meetings.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do things. It's not lay because now we're on a different level. Because you know what? I'll give you an example. I'm not in the country all the time. Dan sends the upload. We need to upload. Needs to get downloaded. Yeah. Needs to do things. Yeah. I might not be there.
You need someone to be able to upload it. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
My nigga, he had Snapchat. He tried to download his Snapchat. Ask him. He downloaded his own Snapchat, information onto his phone. He's using iCloud files,
Bro, I'm trying to get my old information.
I'm telling you, it's like, come on, more. Am I wrong in 2025 for you not to have a computer?
An access to a computer? No. But everything else you can access, the only thing I do agree with is, say, for instance, if at one point he doesn't have access to something,
there needs to be a contingency.
There needs to be a contingency.
I agree.
I need someone to download it. Obviously, when I was podding, that was the kind of same scenario. If I was abroad, I needed someone to download it.
I agree. There needs to be a contingency. He's right in what he's saying. And sometimes, you know, like, as I said, again, I'm not a fucking person who's going to be on here and be wrong and strong. I'll be honest with you. Like, me and Hamza, we have this in real life, bro. We have shouted at each other, swore at each other. But at the same time, every single time, we come to an agreement and then we shake hands and then that's it. We're brothers, innit? Brothers argue. That's what happens, innit?
As long as you both hear each other.
But the problem is, it's not always both. I can see the lot, bro. I can see the lot. For Hamza, I can see the lot. Let's say if he says something, even though he might, because I'm not an overly confrontational person.
But it also depends on if there's a reason for it.
I'll give
you an example.
The Stanley Cup thing was mental.
No, that was
crazy. But I just let him rock.
Whatever you do on a live, certain times, that is his time. He can do whatever. If there's things that is shortcoming throughout the week, that's just frustration building up. Now he's like, bro, you can make time for that. But you can't make time for doing this.
Exactly.
I get it. But then in the same breath, at 11 o'clock, no one's really going to do any work. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I know you're not going to work. At 11 or you're there's, but he's thinking there's more before
to this,
that.
There's more to this than you think.
No, of course, of course.
The reason why I say this is because when Birdie was working and he didn't have time, there was no time because he's working at one point at night and then daytime was
My
thing is, look, you know you're down for 6 months or 5 months.
Use that
slap
time.
A laptop. Let's like, you know, in this
be proactive
world,
to
move on more, while man's doing this, I'm doing 101 things. My time has got to a stage, wallahi, it's squeezing. Like, bro, I'm lucky to even get a little that. But I'm up at like 5-6 in the morning, bro. For me, it's like,
no, you're
bro,
doing a lot of
like life. I'm saying, bro, like, it helps him as well.
Of course.
I'm not doing this for me. You know? For you as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Because the way I look at it is like, bro, you're building yourself up as well.
Yeah.
So sooner or later, we ain't got to. Later, we can chill out.
Yeah, exactly. Because eventually, when you put a graft in now, people will eventually be doing it for you.
I agree.
And that's all it is, my brother.
I agree. Wallahi,
us is, this is not us airing out our problems.
No,
don't get to see each other. So these are the times when we do.
And again, like, I'll reiterate to the audience, bro. Man's brothers, isn't it? So these conversations aren't uncomfortable for man. Trust me when I say this to you. Like, Hamza could be on here buzzing on man all day, but he's my brother, and I have to say, if I'm in the wrong, I'll be like, bro, I'm in the wrong, bro. Yeah. Like, as I said, I'm in the wrong.
So what did you not say? Season 3. Been killing it. 3 episodes. I got him the last episode. He's been killing it. Really good.
No, you've been doing well, bro. You've been doing well, bro.
You know what? We've been talking too much about ourselves. Hit the dilemma.
We're going to hit some dilemmas.
We're going to hit some dilemmas.
These are some deep dilemmas.
I want to hit this dilemma.
Let's see this.
Okay, what's the dilemma in Somali?
Living in, it's both of us.
Okay, dilemma.
It's not rewired.
No, it's not rewired. It's a dilemma.
Dilemma in Somali. Dilemma in Somali.
Yo, this is a tough one.
Is it Mushkila? Not Mushkila.
It's
not Dib.
I think it's Dib. But in my mind, I had it as Dib. But
what the hell? So you just your hand?
No, but I wanted to know. I was conceding and say I don't know it. Like, I'm gonna be real. No, but I want to know the word.
Give it the word.
It's a good thing to know. Do you know what I'm saying? So I thought out of us three would know it. I won't say, oh, I know it. And do you get what I'm saying?
So that's not a point then.
That's not a point. No point. I just want to actually know what the word is. Otherwise, I would have thrown this at one of you two.
Okay, so give us a word.
No, that's the word I want to know. Let us know.
But next time we come,
hopefully.
Because this one helps us learn our own language.
Come on. Well, man.
This is not a smart game.
It's a lit game.
W's in the chat.
And in Ramadan, we'll do religious ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cold, innit? Because we need, like, Ramadan, I'm always thinking, get more religious. But anyway,
I got a dilemma.
Yeah, 100%. And this was a bit of a deeper one, guys. It says, how do you guys deal with grief? I have recently lost my mum, and I am at an all-time spiritual low, not just mentally and physically. My mum was my world, and I feel depressed every day. So yeah, firstly, may Allah grant your mother the highest rank in Jannah. Oh, look at that off rip. Secondly, how do you guys deal with grief? Have you guys dealt with grief? If so, how did you deal with it? How did you process it? Like, what's the nearest death you've ever had? If you don't want to talk about it, you can. If you
I'm straight. I had nothing that close, man.
Nothing that close?
Nothing that close. I couldn't even give you advice being offended, man.
Hamza, anything close?
I think I've had amazingly, which is quite mad, but I don't want to say it's very, very emotional. When I was in Somalia, my stepmom had a boy.
Okay.
But he was premature.
Okay.
So the top of his head wasn't fully grown.
Mm.
So
he
died, innit?
Yeah.
So we had to bury him.
Yeah.
Which to me was like, this is like the closest, like this family, but like closest. So we had to bury him.
Yeah.
And to me, it was like more grief towards like, oh my God, wallahi, look like that. Within seconds, you die, he's going to Jannah.
Mm.
He didn't even get the chance to dead end what this world had.
100%.
He got a fast track, you know, like film park, track to Jannah straight away.
Bang on,
So I think for me it was more grief, like how easy the dunya like that
can go.
And
this
was like 12 years ago, you know, and I still remember it till today.
SubhanAllah, man. Mine was, I lost my dad at 12. Mm. So, like, obviously, don't get me wrong, like, obviously, death is mad, innit? You miss the person in the physical. Because imagine you see the person every day.
Mm.
You're almost dead every day, every day. And I think the one that hurt me the most was I was never able to, like, say the words Abba again, bro. I think that was what killed me the most.
Mm.
That's what killed me the most. I was never able to say Abba again. But the way I processed that one, it took me years, bro. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, it took me mad years. But it's all, you have to accept death for what it is. Every soul shall taste death. And your mum would have wanted it that way, bro. You don't want to, like, your mum... So it was the right order. Do you know what I'm saying? The mum went before the son, bro, rather than the son going before the mum. So you take solace in that, innit? That at least... It was the right order. And secondly, bro, just remember your mum, man. That's what, when death happens, only thing you have is memories, isn't it? So just process the grief best way you can and make dua for her. And bro, like, that's it, innit? That's all I can say, man. Really, death is it's a weird thing. Well, like, I'll be honest with you, I don't really. I'm getting to the age now. My mum's getting old as well, man. I look at my mum sometimes and I'm like, damn, like, there could be a moment where she dies, innit, bro? I almost died, bro. So my family are looking at me like, bro, like, you almost died as well. I don't want to talk about it again, but you know, like, that's how it goes, isn't it? So yeah, take it easy, my brother. All right, that was a bit of a tough,
that's
one.
A hurtful one, man.
Yeah, may Allah make
it easy. You can do is, but like another one I can advise is that, yo, build a tree. There's things that you can do for your loved ones while you're here.
Yeah.
While you're here, to be able to help them, that little thing that you could do could be the thing that takes them to Jannah.
Yeah, keep their name alive, bro.
And that's one thing my mum has taught me a lot. Like, you get me? Like, cut a goat for them, make, you know,
water wells, bro, orphanages and shit like that.
Even,
bro,
like, you know, what you could do is a new mosque when they're building it, they sell the sijaya.
Yeah.
So everyone that prays on that part of it, you get ajr for it.
I think, you know what it is? I think we need to normalize doing it before people die, in it. Does that make sense? We wait till people die to
I don't know if you can do that.
You can, though, bro. You can build a water well in your mum's name now while your mum's still alive.
Yeah,
bro.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do a water well and say, mum, this water well's for you. And then, like, we don't have to wait for the person to die to do it. So if the means to do it. Like, that's something I've been always talking about, like, getting it done for my pops. And one thing I did was, like, obviously, we ain't said my pop's name in years, innit?
Yeah.
So when my son was born, just named him after my pops. Did you get me? So brought the name back to life. But this one says, me and my missus have been trying for a baby for 4 years. 4 years now. And I understand Allah is the best of planners. But at what stage do I call this marriage a day? Our love for each other is not in question. But I want kids and I am not the issue. Damn.
Adopt.
Man said, I am not the issue. Brother, you're looking at it all wrong.
Yeah. He's saying she's a baron. She's a baroness.
No, but how does he know? Maybe he's done
okay,
a test.
Okay, but also, did a test, and also...
I would never adopt.
I would never adopt.
Why wouldn't you adopt?
That kid's going to grow up and say, you're not my dad, bro. It's going to happen. That kid's going to grow up.
Man. Don't be one of... You're a hypocrite. Don't be one of them guys.
What do you mean?
Because you never know, bro.
So you'd adopt. Imagine that kid just says, one day you do all that shit for him and all of a sudden you're my dad.
I've seen adopted kids that are very devoted to their adopted parents. Yeah, and guess what? Yeah, they might even find out who they adopted their real dad is.
Are you telling them they're adopted?
Yeah.
That's the problem, though.
What do you mean? Do you mean?
The problem is, once you tell them, that complex then gets created, bro. No, and all of a sudden it's the chip.
Because if you don't tell them, that's even worse, man. That's what I'm trying to say. Birdie's upside down.
If you don't tell them, then they're going to be like, oh.
I thought we smashed the beat, bro.
Yeah, I hear it, for real.
No, but you say things like this. How are we going to smash the beef? This is not beef. This is just straight.
I'm just, bro. No,
you can't hide it.
You can't.
What are you going to say to them? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
You're dead.
It's like you're hiding a second wife.
No, but I pretend. Maybe. Yeah. No, but me, I wouldn't tell them. I'd just raise them amongst the pack so they believe in their heart.
Can I have like a section where I can just make a joke? I'm starting to become a comedian, so I thought like I can like try and give up jokes.
Okay, can we be your audience though?
Yeah, I've got a joke. Like I want to
run it.
Every episode, I want to try one joke.
Okay,
and I want to see everyone laugh.
Okay,
all right, cool. What do you call a prostitute with her hand up her skirt?
What do you call a prostitute with a hand up her skirt?
Self-employed.
Damn. Don't quit your day job, bro. Genuinely, don't quit your day job.
Bring the next one next week. Bring the next one next week.
Cool. No, I'm trying because I've got a comedy show coming up. Okay. And I just.
That one's going to go down like a lead. That wasn't good, bro.
But did you get the concept?
I get the concept.
I get it, of course.
Like, go on, buddy. You had a little bit of joke too.
It made me laugh a little bit. No,
but do you know, it's like a dad joke. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I am a dad.
You're not no damn dad.
Come on, guys. You're not a dad.
No, you're not a dad. All right, so listen, long story short, the man said adopt. I'd say patience as well. Patience.
Yeah, patience.
I've seen people married 11 years, and have a youth. So, you know what I'm saying? If it's a time, it's a time.
That happened to one person
saying?
I know recently.
Yeah.
Married 25 plus years, and she. Just got pregnant.
Yeah, just got pregnant, so it happens, bro. Yeah, 100%. So
but that's mad.
So yeah, patience for you guys. That's what I'll say, and we'll end it with the last one here, and then we shall see where the conversation takes us. Right, this one says, Do you reckon more is expected from the men of today than the men of back in the day?
No.
We're chumps in comparison to back in the day. That man there, what?
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
wallahi.
You're looking
what?
At...
We, girls are saying they want VV, like all sorts of mad shit now.
No, but
like,
that's
pricks that are gonna do that for
that's, them. Yeah, yeah, cause I,
that's them really trying the waters.
Yeah, that's
really... Brother, girls are asking for, like, I'll be honest with you, I'm from Sheffield, innit?
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking dead city, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's full of fucking, the majority of people work at the home office.
Okay.
Or they drive vans.
Okay.
So like?
Well, like there's no aspirations in that city, bro.
Okay.
What, majority of the people work for the home office?
Oh, yeah, 90% of the people. Like, that's home office people are like, they are considered royalty, bro. it pays all right, it pays decent.
And then what are they doing in the home office?
They're doing obviously immigration shit, innit? Like letting, you know, student visas, all that other shit, bro. I don't know what they do.
What can they bust through Somalians?
Bro, I've tried to speak to them. They're not having it, bro. But anyway, long story short, Hamza's always trying to work an angle. He's always trying to work an angle.
Bro, that's a good plan.
That's a good plan.
But I'm saying,
when I heard that, I went ding 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 ding.
I know.
I was about to say, let's
make a fuck. What are you doing, bro? What? The whole jab's coming down. What?
Like, is it like to say that like there's not much aspirations and there's not much in ways of job opportunity, innit?
Yeah.
But there's Jones there that are saying they want a guy making 50, 60 grand a year, bro.
And
they're from little old Sheffield, bro.
That's lit.
Like, that's what I'm saying to you. So they're expecting more. When their mum and dad were on peanuts, bro. They were raised off government aid, fam. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, all right. But respectfully, like, okay, they're asking for that. But then there's a guy here in London asking for double that. Minimum.
So that's cheap to me. So look at their upbringing. So I'm talking about the mandem of yesterday, our dads and that, bro. They did the bare minimum, bro.
Yeah, but that's all right, though, man.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, there's more expected from us, man, than it is from them.
Bro, the ones like, back in the day.
Are you actually thinking?
They didn't have.
So brother, your dad, my dad, whatever. They was going back home 10 years, bro. Mum was doing everything.
Read the question again for me.
So it's. But,
are the men of today expected to do more than the men of back
yesterday?
Yeah,
back in the day.
Bro, come on.
Nah, bro. I'm telling you now.
So you're telling me the man of
yesterday.
So hold on. Are you man?
Hold me up.
Yeah, go on.
You try to tell me, yeah, that I got a family. At my age now, my dad had a family, yeah?
Yeah.
A war breaks out. Tell me today to take my family across the whole of Europe to land here and make things happen.
I'm like, you know what? We're just
like,
see what I'm
it's
saying?
These Europeans, these guys that don't go back home, nothing, yeah, that just think, yeah, oh my god, I got everything on the plane, life is great. Yeah. I'm gonna be in England. Okay. Oh,
chat, I beg you.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like,
they
never
had nothing, but they had nothing, and they had to find their way.
I'm talking about, okay, I know, you're talking about an anecdotal incident, bro. We fled war, they got here, big up, they did what they needed to do.
Yeah.
I get
without
that,
them, you wouldn't be you.
I get that.
Okay, cool,
I'm
cool.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, so what?
You've got certain girls' dads driving Nissan Almeras, bro.
Mm.
V-Reg. They don't even make that car no more. You know what I'm saying? But she wants you to be driving a big boy Merc.
Yeah, it's okay. We get finance now. Then back in the days, there was no finance.
There was no finance.
But also, why?
Go on, no, say it.
What the fuck? Are you being serious? You man are trolling. I know for a fact you man are on mind games.
How?
Wallahi, I know you man ain't serious.
No, I'm being serious.
I live in it. Serious.
They want to Merc. They want to live in apartments. They want to do this. They want to do that.
Bro, it's okay.
You live in a council house. Your dad drives a V-Reg Nissan Almera.
So what? You deserve more.
Be humble like your mother. Be humble like your mom.
Have aspirations.
Be
humble like your mom, bro.
Have you got aspirations for yourself?
Hear me out. So, all right, cool. If I have a kid today, let's just say,
yeah.
In 30 years' time, I want a kid to want more than what I've given him.
Thank you very much.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So be it a girl or be it a boy.
Yeah.
So if my daughter comes up and says, I want a man earning 250K,
you man are too progressive.
She is
you man are
right.
Way yeah, too man. Progressive, bro. Yeah. Where are my red pill Andrew Tate niggas right now, bro, in the chat? I need you guys to show up and show out because these men are moving bare progress. I don't get it, bro. I'm just saying, sometimes humble yourself,
Andrew Tate
would
have said the same thing. Hold on. Andrew Tate would have said the men of today are soft.
Trust me.
Big up Tate, man. Shit like that, man.
I told you they're matcha guys. I told you, let's just keep them as matcha.
Wait, so you think,
bro, I'm telling you, I think definitely, bro, like, there's way more pressures on us,
bro.
We've got AI. We have phones. We have technology.
We've got easy.
Like, this guy, bro, you're sat there right now. You can send me money within seconds. These old guys had to go to the bank, to get the money, then go to the post office, put that in gas.
Bro, I don't have to leave my house, by the way. Hold it, hear me out.
I'm just saying, be humble like your mom. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, be humble like
your Marge. Because your Marge was humble and she made it happen with less.
You know what it is? Sorry, Sheffield girls, for having broke guys over there. Holler at us London niggas. We'll sort you out better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, them guys over there, you got to raise the standards.
It's not even about
raising. You've got to see that, yo, you can get them guys. And then they'll be like, oh, look, I got to pan up. So give me a shot.
Nah, I don't think so, bro. I'm just saying you guys are being...
We might as well take this as an advertisement opportunity for us. Wallahi, akhi, because we are suffering here.
We're asking for that.
We are suffering. 56 we can't even get me. That. Wait. Bro, they're talking about a Lamborghini, your bloody...
Urus.
Yeah, you don't even know what these cars are. Urus. And I'm saying, babe, you know what a day cost about $1,000 to rent that?
Bro, you want a
X5, Habibi, I'll get that £100 today. I'll go up to Sheffield. I'll pick her up. Woof.
Allah.
What are you talking about?
Listen, all right, girls, you heard it here first, innit? Well, like, yo, Hamza, you are shooting your shot. But I'm just saying,
bro, you're shooting your shot.
The problem is, I'm telling you, I went to Sheffield, man, bro, over there.
Bro,
they've got guys over there. This is what they do. He's telling you, he's taking girls to matcha.
Yeah, because that's what they do.
Blank
though.
Street, you know? I can see it.
You know what? Hamza's got an issue with matcha, bro. He ain't even tried it.
You know what I have an issue with? Is this new generation of soft boys.
Okay.
You're the biggest soft boy in the world, bro.
That's not a soft boy.
Are you? You're the poster boy for soft boys, bro.
I am who I am.
Okay.
And I go on a date. Okay. And the girl pays for it. Yeah. Am I a soft boy?
You're a soft boy, bro.
As a man, I can't let a girl.
I will never let a female pay for me, bro.
No, as a man, you're shocking, bro.
Whether she pays it or not, it's not a problem.
No, but I can't see a woman pay.
That's your opinion. Yeah, I don't see.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, he goes, I don't see. Yeah.
Because you know what they do sometimes? They'll go pay and come back.
Yeah. No, that. It's not your business.
But I'll give you an example now.
But how if many, we're walking out and you're like, go on then.
I know you. How many times has a person, a female, paid for something while you've been there and it's nothing? Let's say, hardly ever, but in a way,
you just sat there with your legs crossed and not waiting to get paid for her. That's what's happening. That's what he's doing. He's sat like that. He's just waiting for her to pay. Yeah. And the bill comes in. The bill comes and he slides over to her like this. Do you know what I mean?
No. See, that's the old gen.
That's what I'm saying.
The new thing, you just do this.
pretend to be on the phone. So there you go. So on a real, who's the soft? Who's the soft nigga? Who's soft and who's not?
No, you go like this, Eddie. You let the tension build.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't cracking. Let's see who cracks.
And then what? They're finally, but
and they're like, we're closing now.
No.
The shots like, we're closing now.
Because she's gonna see that, and the lady's gonna come thinking, you know, they're waiting for.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. She'll be like, oh, she'll come with the machine. I'm like, yo, my bro.
Nah, you can't do that.
Nah, this you is dark. Dark, cute.
Yeah, nah,
listen,
nah,
I think that kind of concludes this episode. What do you guys reckon?
No. Big up.
Yeah, so, but before the episode goes, I've got two things. I wanted to ask you, in front of everyone, are you coming on Saturday to Somali Week?
Is it just one up for you, or is it both of us that's required?
Like I said to you, it's up to you. But we do have Ali Naji. It's going to be funky music. So this is going to be the new house thing. You can come as well if you want. It's going to be house. It's Somali music that they're trying to transform into house funky music.
They need to just stop. Can I just throw that out there?
Why?
They need to stop, bro.
Why?
I heard Somali Amapiano.
Was it banging?
It was. I don't know what to make of it.
But that's the same thing in South Africa and Piano. Everyone, you don't know what to make of it.
Until it slaps.
You know what? What I learned from this thing is, you need to
stick to the keyboard settings that we've got.
See. This is where I have a problem.
Yeah.
We got to evolve.
Like I don't like people saying, yeah, you have to be a certain way. No, I hate that.
I'm just used to sonically hearing Somali music.
Do you listen? Okay, here, do you bang out Somali music? Or the old ones or the good ones?
You know what's so
bad? Hold on, the old ones or the new ones, sorry.
I bang out the old ones if I'm going
to bang out the old ones. If you're ever going to do it.
On a rare occasion, is the old ones.
So what I'm saying is, so because people that are listening to the new ones, like, let them try and be sonically viable to the world. That's what, bro, imagine, like, I'm sure Afro music wasn't how it is now. They've evolved and became what they are now.
Yeah, okay.
Hence, Big Giants and,
yeah,
and then yeah, South Africa, Amapiano. I'm sure that's not their sound that's always been.
So just a quick one on what you're saying. This Friday, I'm going to be hosting Somali/ music event.
Okay.
Where we're going to have, we've got Rolex Rooks, he's a Somali artist as well. We've got Galad, Kids Get Busy, Osha David, Candy Gold, Ahmed Wayne, and Theo.
Okay.
Yeah? And we've got DJ Lightflow, JSG DJ and DJ Santana, which is another one. All the Somali
DJ Santana's been mashing up the Somali weddings, bro.
Big
is it?
He's been playing
big game.
He's been playing Vibes Cartel in the wedding, dog.
Come on,
dog.
Bro,
my guy,
really, guys. So
beg you a fuck, running in the wedding.
So me,
my guy,
Daimer.
We're gonna be the new party guys in the Somali community, and we're gonna bust the Somali community because this one now is a variety of this. We got rock, we got
rock.
Funky, we got Somali, rock. Yeah, we got bare different ones. We got rap, we got R&B and hip hop, we got house, we got different things. So it's me and Noah as well.
We're
gonna be hosting that. It's gonna be lit.
But this
Friday,
this coming Friday. Tell them the date because they don't know what this Friday means.
This Friday is gonna be the 10th of the 10th. So this might not.
This will most probably not be here.
But yeah. Tickets are £20. It's going to be in Brick Lane.
If you were there, let us know what you thought.
If you see me, I've got you on a drink.
You might as well click this up and then send it to them.
Yeah,
let them know, man.
So after that one, next week, Saturday, we've got the Ali Naj. So that's in Somali Week in Oxford House. You can buy tickets, only £5. It's going to be about an hour and a half. We're going to be listening to the music, talking. If Birdie comes, he comes. If he doesn't come, you definitely got me. And then we also got our live show. This is the last.
This is the last final episode. Reminder
for Bro, that's the it. Live. That means the next episode is going to be about
the live.
Kemi, the live show.
Yeah, big episode.
Jeez.
So yeah, guys, click the link description below. Show the man them love. Spend, all right, spend, and yeah.
Oh yeah.
Tap in.
7K today.
We just got to 7K subs.
Big up yourself.
Which is, you know what? This is just quickly before we end it. Yeah. Do you reckon we could do the 10K march by the end of the year, bro? If we really put mad work in.
100%.
10K march, what do you reckon?
Yeah,
bro,
I think 10K march.
Me, I'm saying that there's three of us. Every person you associate and you see them, just grab their phone, go on YouTube
and subscribe. And subscribe.
I'm telling you, every person you see, no talk. Just
I met one guy who said he's created 5 accounts. And he's subscribed to all 5 accounts. Legend. I thought he was capping. I swear to God, he's got five.
You should get at least
five accounts.
I find out the guy. Let me know.
And you know what he does as well? He said, "Bro, he goes, I watch every single episode. I repeat it on every 5 accounts." I go, "You are a goat, bro." He goes, "I like it and I watch."
Yeah, you need
so
to.
So shout out you, man.
There's some good
supporters. Yeah,
I'm telling you, bro. I was in Canada. Touchdown, the restaurant I went to Sahara. I looked at the guy. Said, "Yo, I watch your thing." The guy on the thing. He said, "I know you, Hamza." oh my days, what the hell are you doing here? This is not Adi.
That's crazy, man. You're more used to it than I am, bro. I find it weird, bro.
Yeah, because you're on bloody TikTok and bloody honey packs.
And on that bombshell, we are the Apti Podcast.
Love,
love, love, love.